The boom keeps floating ice from floating down the Niagara River, causing damage as it moves toward Niagara Falls and potentially interfering with electricity generation by the State Power Authority and Ontario Power Generation. They actually operate and maintain the boom, with the Power Authority installing and removing it. Using a combination of satellite photography and small plane flights, the International Niagara Working Committee gauges the amount of ice until it only covers 250 square miles and the boom can go. Alternate Committee Chair Keith Karolewski says the group checks every day.
Look at whether or not, you know, it can be removed. With that much ice, if they were trying to remove it, there's a number of concerns, including safety with trying to remove the ice boom with that much ice behind it, and then potential ice jams along the upper Niagara River if that ice got into the Niagara River.
There have been several incidents this winter of water alone damaging property along the river when high winds raise the river water level. Korolewski says expected warm weather might melt enough of the ice to remove the boom next week. That's a day-to-day watch. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.